From personal finance to unraveling corporate taxation, I am Sharon, the Modern Savvy CPA, here to guide you through the ever-evolving world of money. Today, we're going to discuss future trends in the financial sector. So we're going to talk about money and money back in the day when it was shillings and coins. And then we moved on to cash and dollars. Before that, it was gold. I was just talking to my videographer, Chala, and we were discussing investment pieces. So, you know, money comes in all different forms. It came in all different forms. You know, you can have investment jewelry, or which is a form of money. You have bartering, which is a form of money. So historically, money came in all different forms, and we'll be surprised at it. But I want to talk about what's happening in the world today. What's the real trend in future trends in financial sector? And we're going to talk about money. We're going to talk about different vehicles that money travel in. So the one that we need to talk about actually that is really important is digital money. So, you know, that's like the trend, that is the way we're going. Honestly, I barely ever have any cash in my wallet anymore. I'm always stealing from my husband. So, you know, money, real money, you know, is truly gone digital. You know, we pay for goods and service by tapping a screen, via mobile apps, you know, by scanning our phone. We're not even using like even a plastic credit card now. You know, in China, they have Smile and Pay. So, you know, these days, physical money often does not come into play at any time. You know, the essentials of digital money refers to any form of money or payment that exists electronically. So digital money is electronic money. You know, it's an electronic way of payment. So what you need to understand about digital money is, you know, like I said, it comes in different forms. Within the digital money realm, you have, you know, you can transfer for your payment. You know, nobody writes checks anymore. So you're doing automatic payments with online banking. You know, you're paying with, you know, typically traditional bank and credit cards. You know, we used to be doing that. Now we're paying with cryptocurrency, like, you know, like Bitcoin and that type of thing. I saw this a few different ways where they say, you know, you could pay in cryptocurrency or in Bitcoin, you know. So generally, that's part of the digital money realm. So why I'm talking about digital money, we started off with, you know, cashing checks as digital money or credit cards or tapping your screen. We're going into crypto, Bitcoin, and another way of money being digitized, you know. So we're moving along the digital scale. We're moving along the digital rhyme, you know, when these transactions, with our transactions. The key takeaway with digital money is there's no tangible money. There's no change. There's no nothing that has changed hands. This trend got accelerated by the COVID-19 pandemic. You know, as people and businesses became reluctant to hand physical money during COVID, it was all about contactless payments surge, contactless delivery, all of that surge. There, you don't want to be in contact with people because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And that has not gone away. Yes, we might be using some of this more, but so in short, people trust that, you know, in the long lines at banks and, you know, other forms of payments are long gone. The way of the world today is digital money. Nobody's using the cash. You know, yes, maybe what? I don't know who you go to the store. Even some of these stores are not accepting cash. You know, on the airplanes, they're not accepting cash. So you have to be thinking along the digital way. You have to move with the times and with the disease with COVID-19, that just basically sped it up a little bit, forced us to start using digital money more often, to start, you know, considering the wider implications of money. So we just want to make sure that, you know, that's what happened. It sped it up. It sped up a lot of things. And one of the things was digital currency. You know, what is the future of money? Will physical money disappear? You know, I'm not really sure about that. I think the jury's still out on that. It is very fastly, not sure if that's the right word, but it's moving fastly to work with, you know, the digitization of money is forever altering the relationship with money to the extent where physical money might disappear entirely. Who knows? You know, it's a far-fetched idea, but, you know, you want to make we have to be thinking about it, because what happened 30 years ago is completely different from today. You know, everything, the way I teach my kids about credit cards and be looking at credit cards and how often you should be paying your credit cards is so different than what my parents taught me on how to handle credit cards. So, you know, or debit cards or things like that, because it's a different way of looking at things. You have to, you have to be able, digital money also, it's easy to overspend with digital money. So we have to start getting our mind acclimated and start thinking smart about digital currency, or else it can be a runaway issue for us. That's why it's so important for us to have our tracking system, for us to have, you know, one of our apps that is tracking what we're spending, because almost everything that we're spending is digital. The good thing about it is that, when we are able to track this, this is no excuse for you to overspend, because you're able to see instantaneously what you've spent and how it affects your budget. If you just sit there and you look on your app, am I spending, you know, I spent this much today on blah, 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 blah. You know, it's all there. It all tells you. You don't got to sit there and write anything down. It all shows up electronically. So to me, the digital currency and the electronic aspect of money is a better way to have smart money habits. It's an important thing for tool for you to be able to stay within your budget, to understand what you're spending, to go back and look at what you're spending and what bad money habits did you use, so you can change that habit into a smart money habit. You know, you want to make sure. So that's what I think the key takeaway of digital money is that we will be able to track it better. We'll be able to realize what we're spending immediately. So we can definitely think about what we're doing now, and we don't have to wait to put all of our receipts in, or, you know, add up all the cash or anything. It's going to do it for you. You know, you want to make sure that you understand that. And I think that's a good thing for us. You know, students today, understand that more than others. You know, the younger generation understand that more than the others. So it's important that we the way we teach them finance is not the way our mothers teach them, our fathers teach us, because we want to make sure the values are the same. The values are the same, but the technique and the way we should be thinking and the way that we should be moving are very different. So, you know, we want to make sure we're coming into the 21st century when it comes to that. The rise of financial apps is a big deal when it comes to money. So your digital wallet, you know, is one of the one important things, you know. So it's important for you to understand your digital wallet so that you can make those contactless payments. It's important that you understand with this trend, the rise of apps, you know, and is able to offer you traditional banks are being offered at any bank today. Like Chase offers it, Bank of America offers it, all of them offers financial education along with all these digital currencies, digital money that we're talking about. Bank of America offers financial education and a way to look at this. My Amex offers it. So if you want these tools and you're looking at these tools, you will be able to use these tools to make sure that you're budgeting properly and you're understanding what you're doing properly. You know, there are apps out there that you know, that will help you with almost anything. There's anything that you could find on the internet. If you want to learn something, you'll be able to learn that. One of the downsides I feel with digital money is the fraud aspect of things. It's easy to, with all these apps and these, you know, these forms of payments, it's easy to for fraud to happen. But it's also easy for you to realize when fraud is happening. You know, years ago, maybe 10 years ago, my family and I, we went on a road trip and we didn't have time to inform our credit card, Citibank, that we were on a road trip. And my husband was driving down the Eastern Seaboard, and all of a sudden he couldn't buy gas with our credit card. But, you know, in those days, banks really didn't have your cell phone, or the information wasn't that updated with those things. So they were leaving messages on our home answering machine that we're spending money in North Carolina. Is this you? Well, if I'm in North Carolina, I'm not going to be able to tell. In that day, 10 years ago, my answering machine is not going to be able to tell me anything. So, you know, so I wouldn't know if there's fraud happening, or if I'm away, I wouldn't know if it's fraud happening. But today, instantaneously, my mom went to buy something with her credit card when she was traveling the other day, and automatically she got a text. I see that you're spending money so-and-so. Is this you? So it's an easier way to deter from fraud, because they can contact you immediately and you will be able to realize what's happening immediately if you're paying attention to things, you know. So, you know, so that's one of the things that is a good part of this electronic generation and the digital wallet, is that we are focused more on things happening right now. You know, digital payments are very popular with millennials and the newer iGen generation. So I don't think that they're ever going back to cash. I mean, my kids Venmo and Zelle each other $10 or $5. And, you know, so they don't even have that in their wallet, you know, if they're paying each other. So I don't see that how they're going to go back to cash. Maybe they'll have a couple of dollars in cash, but it's too easy to do it that way. And like I said, it's much easier to track, in my opinion. So it's much easier for you to keep within your budget, because you can sit there when you're waiting for whatever and work on your budget. You can sit there when you're waiting for your airplane and work on your budget. Look at what's happening. Check your bills. You can do everything on your smartphone because it's a small computer. So you're not wasting time sitting there. You know, if you're waiting on something, you're delayed with something, that's what you can use your time wisely for that. So, you know, that's one of the things that you need to do. You know, consumers, for more personalized, you know, intelligence services, they like digital money. They like to create a stream of data. It creates the stream of data of their money. So you can go back. This information is used. You can use it in many ways. You know, you understand your spending habits. You understand, you know, what's happening with your money. And once it's information that is there, that you need to just compile it a little bit and you will be able to use it. So I'm a big fan of digital money. Of course, there's pros and cons when it comes to certain things. Whether I'm a big fan or not, it doesn't matter. The way of the world is going that way. And you know, I don't know, we speed it up a little bit with the pandemic, and I don't know if it's going to be going back anymore. So, you know, The good thing is about money again, digital money again, is the instantaneous information that you receive and the instantaneous, you know, understanding that you receive, you know, that you're able to look at whether you're going to be in the black or in the red. You can customize your information for what to expect in the 21st century, you know. Technology in finance is is cited as customer intelligence as one of the most important predictors of revenue growth and profitability. So when it comes, the bottom line is customers expect these intelligent services now, and it is, and if traditional providers are not providing it, you know, we are going towards tech giants and digital natives to start teaching us this information and filling the gaps for it. So digital money is here to stay. I think that it is a really good tool that we can use to combat fraud within our society, to help us budget within our families and our businesses, and to understand what's happening in our world instantaneously, and also saves us a lot of time. This is the Modern Savvy CPA, and this was all about the digital money and the wave of the future. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, feel free to give me a follow to get updated on new and upcoming episodes, and listen in every Tuesday and Thursday, where I teach you smart money habits so you can make better money choices with a financial goal focus.